Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your home for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be reading Psalm 26, and today's reading is a psalm in which the writer is seeking God's justice and declaration of innocence. The writer claims to do what is right, seeks to avoid evildoers, and expresses love for God's house. And God's guiding word for us this week is prayer. And so let's begin with Psalm 26. Declare me innocent, O Lord, because I do what is right and trust you completely. Examine me and test me, Lord. Judge my thoughts and my desires. Your constant love is my guide. Your faithfulness always leads me. I do not keep company with worthless people. I have nothing to do with hypocrites. I hate the company of the evil and avoid the wicked. Lord, I wash my hands to show that I'm innocent and march in worship around your altar. I sing a hymn of thanksgiving and tell of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, and place where your glory dwells. Do not destroy me with the sinners. Spare me from the fate of murderers, those who do evil all the time and are always ready to take bribes. As for me, I do what is right. Be merciful to me and save me. I am safe from all dangers in the assembly of his people. I praise the Lord. And the key verse for today is found in Psalm 26, verse 2, where the psalmist says, "Examine me and test me, Lord. Judge my desires and thoughts." Well, the writer here, and I don't know if it's David or not, but the writer of this psalm ask God to do something that I don't know if too many of us have the courage to do that. And here the psalm writer asks to be judged and examined by God. Judge my desires. Examine my desires. And I would have to say that for the most part, I hope that our desires are pure. I just know from my own personal experience that, I might be asking for one thing, but, I just might have a little something extra planned over on the side. And of course, there's no getting around that spotlight of the Holy Spirit who looks into the very thoughts and intents of man's heart. But I think the Lord, he understands that, yes, we have thoughts, we have desires, we have these other alternatives, but I truly believe that if you put your trust in Jesus and you're looking for his face and to do his goodwill, that you could ask God to judge your heart, and hopefully we would all come forth shining like the light. Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, your constant love is my guide. Your faithfulness always leads me. You know all my thoughts and desires, and I long to be in your presence and do what is right. Guard my lips and my actions this day. Amen. Well, that was a quick little reading this morning. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Psalm 27, which is a prayer of confidence in God's protection. And so until then, beloved, may God richly bless you and keep you safe is my prayer for you.